Hi, this is Dick Vermeil. And if you're not listening to the grilling guys and following Bob's instructions, you're losing out, buddy.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grilling Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL FM. This is one of the most fun shows I've had in a long time. We are live and local down in Schmoe's Brewery, 2600 Patterson. Barbecue Bob's on vacation with his family, celebrating the holidays. I've got Chaz Thompson from Schmoe's here, the head brewer, and Brett Makita was so nice to make time on during his holiday season to sit in with me and co-host. So, Brett, hey, good morning and thank you.
Hey, thank you, guys. Happy holidays. And I want to know, with that Dick Vermeil little clip there, how many Schmoe's beers did Barbecue Bob have him drink before he was willing to cut that? That's what I want to know.
Actually, Bob went out and did him a favor. The grilling guys went east, and we grilled. I wasn't there. This was Bob and the guys from The Good One went out there and grilled. He does a charity fundraising golf tournament, and the guys from The Good One went out, and Bob grilled with him. So we had to give to receive on that one. But in the spirit of the holiday season, that's a good thing.
Oh, that's great. Absolutely.
That's a really good thing. But we are live and local at Schmoe's Brewery. We're celebrating their 7th anniversary here with 7 courses of bacon, celebrating our 7th anniversary, all for $7. You got to get down here and check this out. The place is rocking. They're serving bacon at a brewery. Where else can you find that but at Schmoe's Brewery? Good morning, Chaz.
Good morning, Jeff. I'm glad you guys were able to make it out this morning. And, hey, I got my wish. We got a little snow.
Yes. Yes, we did. Well, dusting out there.
Chaz just got one last little stein of brouhaha here to bring this show to a close. So we're doing good, man. But, no, get out here, 2600 Patterson Southeast, just north of 28th Street, right next door to the Patterson Ice Arena. If you're out and about doing your shopping on 28th Street, take a little respite. Get down here. Have some food. Man, I tell you what, I've been eating like a king today. Cinnamon Swirled Canadian Bacon Slider with apples, pinconning cheese, and honey Dijon mustard. I don't need to describe that any more than that. It was fantastic, and there's 6 other dishes just like it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And, hey, if you are out doing some shopping and don't know what else to get, hey, 6-packs. We got 6-packs. We got T-shirts.
That's right. You get them to go. They'll even wrap them for you.
And they got root beer for the kids.
Root beer for the kids. Yeah. And, yeah, all of it available to go. So
you know what?
Can soften your holiday season with a little bit of alcohol.
Yeah, one more thing for the kids. I'm going to wrap up one more recipe here on the grill because for the next couple weeks, the kids are going to be around and they're, Mom, Dad, I'm bored. You know, what can we do? You know what? Get them out on the back deck. Teach them how to grill. And I've got one last thing here, and it is a cheese-stuffed meatball.
Oh, man.
Okay? So this is really simple. Go get yourself some breakfast sausage from any butcher that's out there. You know, I like Sobeys. I'm headed over there after we're done here to pick up all the meat for my family barbecue. But all kids like that string cheese, right? The little cube sticks of it. Pull one of those out, cut it in thirds, and stick it on a skewer, a wood skewer, and then take some breakfast sausage and pack around it. So it's long and skinny, about, you know, a little bit bigger around the hot dog. But you've got it all covered in sausage, and then you just take those and grill them. And when the sausage is done, the cheese is edible, right, without being cooked. But it'll warm up inside, and it'll melt a little bit. And once again, you got a handle with the food, right? So you just take that, take a bite of it, slide it off the end, and you're getting
like
a sausage and cheese snack. Real easy to do. They're done in 5 minutes. You can tell when the sausage is done, right? But just a great thing to do with the family out back.
Ooey gooey love.
And you know what? I want to add to that real quick. My kids love, and I've got an 8-year-old and a 3-year-old, pigs in a blanket. You could do the same thing kind of with either bacon, since we're staying with the theme, or also you could use the little dough and wrap it up too, right?
That's right.
On the grill? Oh, man.
That's all man food. Speaking of man food, let's do a little man law.
Now you're a man!
Man Law is brought to you by Vicky's Pasty and Barbecue Shop over in Saranac, Michigan. If you've not been over there, you're out doing your shopping today. Downtown Saranac's 2 blocks long. Vicky's is on the west side of the street. Great man food there with pasties, and they also do some barbecue there. So Man Law number 28 is if you ever compliment a guy on his 6-pack, you better be talking about his choice of beverage, and it better be a Schmoe six-pack. Right, Chaz?
Yeah, you got to have some Michigan beer in there.
Yeah, exactly. So easy on the six-pack unless it's in a holder, and you're complimenting your buddy on that. But anyway, I tell you guys, this has been a great year for the grilling guys. Oh, what are these little nuggets that we just brought in?
Oh, those are the prunes, man.
The blue cheese stuffed dates wrapped in bacon.
All right, I gotta have one.
You got to come down to Schmoe's, guys. You got to come down to Schmoe's. But I just wanted to say a shout out to all of our sponsors and all of the blessings that the grilling guys have had throughout this first year. We just finished our first complete year as a show, and I tell you what, we're so blessed to have so many great friends and so many supporters out there, and this is a hobby for Bob and I. This is not our job, but it's been such a riot, and we're committed to carrying this thing into 2012 and making it even better than it already is.
Well, and Jop, I want to applaud you guys and all your sponsors too, and folks like Chaz for supporting you, because this is something new. You guys have really kind of cutting edge. There aren't a lot of grilling shows out there. It's a new thing that you jumped on, and we're happy to have you, and happy to have you back for 2012 right here on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Yeah, we're not going anywhere. I tell you what, this is a great fit for us. Our audience is predominantly men out there, so they tell us, and grilling is a man's sport. We're not opposed to the ladies being out there as well. As a matter of fact, we kind of like it. Boy, I'm looking around Schmoe's here, and the place is full of ladies, and they're enjoying the bacon as well. So, you know what? Thank you to all of our wonderful sponsors. We've had a fantastic 2011. Looking forward so much to 2012. Barbecue Bob, miss you today, but I'm over it.
I also want to thank Orange Julius, our on-site engineer, and you know, Fong
back in the studio. Oh,
executive producer.
Hey, happy holidays from the grilling guys. We're off next week. We'll be back on New Year's Eve. Take care. See ya. Keep it low and slow.
And Father will be pacing the floor.
Listen to the fireplace.
So really, I'd better scurry.
Beautiful, please don't
hurry.
Well,
maybe just a half a drink
more.
Put
some records on while I pour.
The neighbors might think.
Maybe it's bad out there.
Say, what's in this drink?
No cabs to be had out there.
I wish I knew how.
Your eyes are like starlight now.
To break the spell.
I'll take your hat. Your hair looks swell.
I ought to say no, no, no.
Mind if I'm moving?
At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
What's the sense of hurting my pride?
I really can't stay.
Baby, don't hold out.
Ah, but it's cold outside. I simply must
but
go.
Baby, it's cold outside.
The answer
but
is no.
Baby, it's cold outside.
This welcome
how
is big.
How lucky that you dropped
so
in.
So nice and warm.
Look out the window at that storm.
My sister will be suspicious.
Gosh, your lips look delicious.
My brother will be there at the
waves
door.
Waves upon a trough.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.